Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today going up to a heat wave maximum of 35, Joburg a high of 33 and Mbombela 34 degrees.
We've got some reports in about slow moving traffic on Sorumfield just after Atterbury. Thank you very much for your message. And then Atkins says Herman Street, Hamalia towards Edenvale is backed up. It says the traffic light is out. It's a 5 minute delay there and it's currently moving at a stop and go kind of pace.
In your sport, South Africa qualified for the first women's under 19 T20 World Cup final after a 5-wicket triumph over Australia in Kuala Lumpur. And the luck of the Irish comes to the fore as Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry both hit hole-in-ones in the opening round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
It's the start of a heatwave weekend for Gauteng, with the mercury rising to the mid-30s today. And with that, the warning for residents of Johannesburg to brace for major water disruptions from tonight. That's due to the critical maintenance, says Johannesburg Water. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
Thousands of households will be without water for 72 hours this weekend. The outage will allow for the installation of new isolation valves at the Hector Norris Pump Station. In a statement, the Water Board says the maintenance is necessary to enhance water service delivery across the city. Residents of Region B, E and F will experience no water supply during the outage. Water tankers will be deployed to provide relief. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In the south of Johannesburg, a young woman was arrested in Soweto for allegedly staging her own kidnapping. The woman's family got a phone call of her supposed kidnapping in Randburg last week. The kidnapper demanded a ransom. But police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says the multidisciplinary team that investigated this kidnapping then made the breakthrough yesterday.
We have arrested a 23-year-old woman and a Mozambican national in Morocco. Soweto investigation remains ongoing.
In Limpopo, a 28-year-old man made his appearance in court for the attack on the Tshweni clinic. He was charged with kidnapping two nurses and raping and robbing them earlier this month. At the time of his arrest, he was already in police custody for another matter. The National Prosecuting Authority says other charges against the suspect relate to allegations that he violently robbed various homes between December last year and the beginning of this year. More on our news blog. To America, where U.S. President Donald Trump has reiterated his threat to place 100% tariffs on BRICS nations. It follows his threat of these tariffs for BRICS bloc countries last year if BRICS plans on creating a rival to the U.S. dollar. BRICS countries include Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Meanwhile, Trump also indicated that his administration could continue with the decision to place 25% tariffs on neighboring Canada and Mexico from tomorrow. And a family in Minnesota has been informed that they are in possession of a priceless painting. They bought the painting for $50 at a garage sale in 2016 before realizing that it does resemble other paintings by Dutch master Vincent van Gogh. The family was right. It's now been confirmed that this is indeed a lost Van Gogh artwork. Tests have revealed that the pigment used in this painting was the same as used by the artist. And what's more, a human hair found on the surface of the painting was DNA tested, found to have belonged to a red-haired man. Van Gogh did have red hair. The Minnesota family have now been confirmed their painting is worth about $15 million.
Oh, lekker. Very, very nice. Yeah. That's what I do when I find a hair in my food. I take it for DNA testing.
You also test the pigmentation of the food.
Listen, welcome to the show. We're just tuning in. So much excitement because the dadness are hanging with us this morning. It's our dad band that we put together and got together last year, and they are ready to share their very first single with you. And I'm going to play it for you in a moment. Before we get there, let's see if we can give away 50,000 rand for the secret sound. What makes this sound? And it's brought to you.